Δεν είναι το φόρο των ανθρώπων που έχουν καταμένει. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. I am the bread of life. When our Lord says, I am, we have to pay attention because he is emphasizing on a fact that we have to realize that this is related to our salvation and is related to our daily life. So when he says that I am the bread of life, he starts to compare to the Jews, to tell them that you especially, out of all people, you tested God and you saw that for 40 years God was granting you a bread coming from heaven. You didn't labor for, you didn't pay anything in return, but God was sending it to you day by day. They wake up early, they gather it, they found it very early in the morning before the sun rises. They gather each one his need, and they eat from it, and it sustained them for 40 days. And it gave them a message, do not labor for the food. They were in the desert, there were no source of food, but God was taking care of them day by day, giving them what is called manna. They gather it, they eat it, they can cook it, they can eat it like as it is. It was something very sweet, very nice. And for 40 years, every day in the morning, it's on the face of the earth, except Saturday. And God told them on Friday, take two portions for each one of you, so that you do not go out on Saturday. And on that day only, it will not be spoiled. Some people, they doubted, so in the middle of the week they said, who knows, maybe we'll not have it next day, so let us have more. So they found in the middle of the week, when they take more than what they need, they found it spoiled and it's not working, it's ruined, they can't eat it. But on Friday it can stay for 48 hours. It was a miraculous thing by all measures, that it is day by day to give them the sense of trust, the sense of trusting God, the sense that it is every day it has its own miracle, and God is sustaining them day by day. So when our Lord is telling them, I am the bread of life, he is telling them, I am the bread of life. One of them, God put it in the Lord's Prayer when he told us to say, give us this day our daily bread. It is a point to remind us, do not worry only for the food you eat. God will give it to you. Do not worry. And when he's saying, I am the bread of life, he wants to tell us that if you feel that bread is so important and you cannot live without it, and it is the bread of life, without it there is no life. He wants to tell us that without me you have no life. This life which needs bread, sooner or later it will end. But when our Lord is saying, I am the true bread of life, or I am the bread of life, or I am the bread which if someone eats of it will live without death, he is talking about different kinds of life. And this is what our Lord is offering us. When he said, I am the bread of life, he is telling us that he is the source of the life which will never end. If we eat him, we will never die. And this is the reason when he said, I am the bread of life, even the people started to tell him, what sign are you going to give us? They are talking about Moses. He gave them the bread in the wilderness, or he gave them the manna in the wilderness. God told them, wait a minute, it is not Moses who gave it to you, but my heavenly fathers. And then he said, I am the bread of life. So the first point we'd like to just to think about it, that the true life needs a true bread. And this true bread is not in the bread we buy from the supermarket. It's in the bread of life. It is in Christ Himself. This is the first point. Second point, he said, he who comes to me shall never hunger. So the second question comes to us, he who comes to me, what prevents me from coming to God? St. Paul in his epistles, he told us a couple of verses. One of them he said, do not quench the Holy Spirit. And one of them, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. What makes the Holy Spirit grieve? What makes the Holy Spirit grieve is when we are so busy. When we are all the time, have no time for God. This is what grieves the Spirit inside us. The Spirit wants us to have time to pray, to have time to unite with God, to have time to open the Bible and to let the Bible act in us. So what grieves the Holy Spirit is when we all the time we are so concerned of with our daily bread, with the real food, which with our work, with our studying, and we always put God and the work of the Spirit, we postpone it. Not today, maybe tomorrow I'll be able to pray. Oh, I am not feeling well today, I am a little bit tired, I will try to pray or to read the Bible from tomorrow. This postponing of, because of our busy life and our busy schedule, is what grieves the Holy Spirit. And this is one of the problems that we do not come to God. We do not hunger for God. Our hunger is for other things. We are so busy in how to prove ourselves in work or in studying. We want to prove our good relationship with people. We want to live a successful life. We want to find successful things. And we are spending a lot of our time in a busy schedule, and we forgot God. And this is what grieves the Holy Spirit. So one of the problems for us that we are not coming to God to let Him take away our hunger, that we are busy. This is what grieves the Spirit. But what quench the Spirit is sin. What quench the Spirit is a heart which is full of, do you know when there is a charcoal and it is inflamed and you put it in water, you immerse it in water, it dies right away. So what quench the Spirit, what quench an inflamed heart is sin. Any sin inside the heart is the reason that the Holy Spirit is paralyzed, can do nothing. If I'm every time coming to God and keeping God and sin at the same heart, it doesn't work, because I'm quenching the Holy Spirit and I'm making the Holy Spirit unable to work. So if I have again a kind of sin I'm hiding in my heart, and I'm unable to confess it and to get rid of it, and it is staying still in my heart, this is another reason that I'm not able to come to God, and I'm not able to come to feel that I'm hungry for God, and I'm not able to do as our Lord said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. It's a promise. God is giving us the promise. He who comes to me shall never hunger. If we are really making ourselves spiritually, our enjoying point is to unite with God, God's promise that He will fulfill us. He will give us this kind of satisfying our needs. He who comes to me shall never hunger. Last point is, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Believing. So we said that busy schedule, sin could prevent us to come to God to fill us or to fill our hunger. So what prevents us from believing? A lot of things. What prevents me from believing is fears. Fears from the future. Fears about my life. Fears about the future of my family and the future of my kids, the future of my work, the future of my career, my studying, my college degree, my master's degree. A lot of things. This kind of fear, again, is paralyzing me and making me, I cannot believe because I have fear. fear and belief cannot mix ever. This is the reason whenever our Lord was appearing to the disciples in the middle of the raging sea or in the middle of any temptation, and He appears to them, He says two words joined together. I am He, do not be afraid. I am He, where is your faith? So the presence of God, the trust of God, makes any kind of fear disappear. Because fear equals lack of faith. Fear about the future, any kind of anxiety we all sometimes suffer, means that God is not there. Because if God is there, He is telling you and telling me, I am He. I am the bread of life. I am He means you should not fear anything. Why are you afraid about the future? Why are you afraid about any kind of something will happen in the future? Do not, because I am He. God is assuring us that He is the one. I am He means that He is the one in charge. He is the one, everything is under His control. He is the Pantocrator, which means that He is controlling everything in His hand. So there is no need for us to fear. So fear is a very, again, feeling, yani, paralyzing feeling that I am afraid from everything. It will paralyze me from moving, from going out of home because I'm afraid from something. Some people, they are so afraid to get sick. Some people, they are so scared about their health. Some people, they are so scared about their jobs, about the security of jobs, about the security of relationship. A lot of things making us having a lot of fears, but God is telling us, I am He. Do not be afraid. So, He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. What are you thirst for? If you are thirst for a lot of other things, the need is for one. This one is the real one who can quench your thirst. If you are thirst, God and believing in God is the only thing which will make you able to let any fear goes away. May He give us and grant us to come to Him, to accept Him in our hearts, and to believe Him in Him, to trust in Him unconditionally, and to give Him our life, to whom is glory forever and ever. Amen.